My passion is recycling, upcycling, buying secondhand, and just spending your time renewing things. And that's really what Kirsty's Vintage Home is all about. There's a great fashion at the moment for vintage, and you hear the word all over the place. So one of the things I wanted to do was explain a little bit about this, you know, mystery word, and just prove through examples with makes and crafts that in fact it's just about bringing old stuff, a lot of which isn't wanted by other people, into your home and creating a home which entirely reflects your personality. Picking the things you like, the things from your childhood that you remember, the things that you've always thought were pretty and wanted to have in your home, and getting them for a fraction of the cost. Because the extraordinary thing is a lot of these things now are very fashionable and you see them upcycled in expensive stores. You can do all of that stuff yourself. One of the things I feel most passionately about is that making things, mending things, it makes you feel better about the world and about yourself. You know that feeling when you used to come home from school with something? It's that same feeling. And even if the thing, which often happens to me, looks like the things you used to bring back from school, it doesn't matter. You did it. It was your time and your creation. People feel they don't have the skills to make and create themselves, and everybody does. This book is designed to help you find the thing that you're good at. A few tools, a few starter points, some guidance on what is going to get you through, and then you're away. You can do so much more than you think you can. Christmas is on its way, and you can add your own bit of sparkle with a few homemade projects. Here are some simple tools I find very useful, and they're kind of universally useful. Gold spray, almost nothing isn't improved by having a bit of gold spray at it. Wire, thin, fine wire, garden wire, kind of thing you can get in the garden centre or craft shop. So many projects require wire and are actually easier with wire than with string. But having some nice twine is lovely. I like old-fashioned gardens twines. You can make things look fantastic. Now, scissors, obviously, and also pinking shears. Pinking shears are just brilliant. There's all sorts of things that can be improved with pinking shears. Pom-pom maker, essential pom-pom maker, and some old yarn. Glue gun, always useful. Stamps, super useful. Great way to decorate paper. So you can use old brown paper and just stamp it. Kids love it, personalising things. Labels, just plain luggage labels. It's so easy to decorate these with some glitter or a stamp or some gold spray. And there, you know, you've got it. Make your Christmas so much cheaper. Obviously, a few other things. Ready-made pom-poms, some ribbon. What else have I got in here? A smaller pom-pom maker. Gold Sharpie. But basically, there is so much you can do to make your Christmas more personalised, more fun, and cheaper.